Hey listeners, if you're hearing this episode the week it comes out, I've got some fun news for you. The Dames will be playing a live-streamed adventure in the 24-hour charity stream Uncaged Live to celebrate the release of the Uncaged Anthology Volume 1 and to benefit Rain. The Dames will be kicking off the stream on Saturday, April 13th at 12 p.m. Pacific, and we'll be playing Kat Krueger's adventure from Uncaged called A Wild Hunt. Our friends at Non-Toxic Gaming will be hosting the stream, and you can tune in at twitch.tv/teamntg. Don't forget, tune in Saturday, April 13th, starting at 12 p.m. Pacific to see the Dames streaming live, as well as seven other amazing streaming groups. Hope to see you there.
Hey listeners, it's Kat Krueger, your DM at D20 Dames. In the last episode, Riot, Karen, and Lariah successfully extricated the Yonti pit fighter Talesh outside of Waterdeep. Meanwhile, Rose has been in search of answers after an eerie encounter with a talking cat. Her talking cat, to be precise. Or at least that's what she thinks it was. Anyway, determined more than ever to figure out what's up with the Dreamstone and Nightmarestone, she heads to the library at Blackstaff Tower, as mentioned by Sildar Hallwinter in Phandalin. Let's see if she has any luck there. All right, so I think we're going to start off with who's at the table.
Hi, I'm Maris Mullaly. I am a creative producer on Magic the Gathering, and I am playing Rose Lau. And she's a human monk from Shulung, and I believe she's going to be doing some research.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I am a narrative game designer at Very Very Spaceship, and I draw comics. I play Tiefling Ranger Riot Boneserker, who might be doing a little bit of research on a new awakened shrub she has.
I'm Jess Ross, I'm the editor and teacher, and I'm playing Lariah, an Earth Genasi druid. And I'm also at the library.
Yes, finally.
Hi, I'm Brittany Lianage. I play Karen Boneserker, who is Riot's sister. She is a wood elf, Lothari, and what? There's one more thing.
General badass.
One more thing that's important. Oh, barbarian. Which is not useful at a library, so we'll see what she's going to do today.
Hi, I am Kat Krueger, the Dungeon Master here at D20 Dames. I'm also Chief Wordsmith at Steampunk Unicorn Studio, where I write for entertainment and gaming clients, and you can find me at Kat Krueger Online. All right, so let's dive in and let's level up.
Yay!
Who wants to go first?
So when I leveled up, I got a couple new spells. I got Erupting Earth, Lightning Bolt, and Meld into Stone, which is the one I'm most excited about.
Nice.
Wait. Does that mean you can become a rock and Rose can put you on her?
It means Rose needs to back off of Lariah.
Just asking.
Oh, no, she doesn't, like, become a rock. She can just, like, merge with a rock. That's not helpful. I just said the name of the spell again. But, like, if there is a large stone, the size, like, at least as big as her body, she can just, like, step into it and hide herself.
That's okay. Got it. It's a good concealment, secrecy, stealth.
Right. Eventually, Rose will have a collection big enough that Lariah can hide in it.
Hashtag goals.
Awesome. Riot got a second action when she fights, so I'm excited to do that and probably occasionally forget about it.
Yes.
And as part of her Monster Slayer Ranger, she received a Zone of Truth, which I believe a lot of people know what that is.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
And, yeah, I wonder why. And a spell called Cordon of Arrows, which I am so excited about. It's a sort of like a protection circle that also attacks people, except for my besties, obviously. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo. Rose also got another attack, which I think now means I technically have three attacks. Nice. Because I already had the ability to attack a second time under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
So I think if I punch somebody, I can punch them again, and then I can punch them again.
Nice. So really, Rose should have gone into the pit fight.
Yeah. I also gained a ability called Stunning Strike, and I can effectively start messing with the ki of somebody I'm fighting against. So I can, like, stun them and then kind of, you know, like, just kind of mess up their internal flow.
Nice. Wow.
And, yes, there's some constitution saving throws that they have to do.
Very cool.
So we're powerful as all heck.
Yes. Yeah. Gonna have to increase the difficulty level of the, you know, creatures that you come up against.
highly unnecessary.
Yeah, leveling up. How dare you?
All right. So in the last episode, Riot and Karen were on the run with the Yonti pit fighter who they accidentally defeated. you got a lot of help from Lariah and were able to get him out of the city, but you're still both in a bit of hot water with the owner of the pit fighting ring.
And it's still not your brother, right?
That's correct.
Still not him.
Every night we kiss two sides of the same coin and wish.
Riot, Karen, and Lariah, you have just sort of assisted this Yonti out of the city. What do you wind up doing after that?
It's time to eat again, right? I mean, never not time to eat.
I assume also Karen and Riot demonstrate exactly what happened in the fight, move for move for Lariah. What's Lariah's reaction on that?
Lariah definitely like claps for you, but it's that very confused applause. It's like, do I clap now? No, not yet. Okay.
No. And then we did this, and then Karen took a big old flopperdooski on the ground.
So clap now, right? I'm just gonna clap. You tell me when to stop.
Are they doing this in slow motion, like a slow-mo replay, or actual speed?
Like half speed. Yeah, we're not gonna hit each other. But also, I'm sorry, Lariah. Have you never seen like a play or a reenactment or a play-by-play or a reenactment by reenactment?
I mean, I've only seen good plays before.
Look at the city go. Okay.
No, that, I didn't mean that yours wasn't. Is fine. Yes, this is very entertaining. Thank you for sharing this with me. Where's Rose? Did you find her?
Finally, Lariah is warming up to me. Says somebody who's not there.
Yeah. So, Rose, did you let the others know what you were going to be up to after downtime?
I had sent a message. I think it was via courier bird to Riot, though I don't actually know where they were staying, so I'm not entirely sure how this bird got it to her or not.
I think Lariah would have told you that the same as what she told Riot. Like if you sent a message to the Good Fortune Tea House, you would be able to get in touch with her, and then through Lariah, she would be able to get in touch with Riot and Karen.
Got it. Yes. Then I definitely sent a message because after encountering my little kitty and creepy Stonehead Alley. I've renamed the alley. It's not Mini Cats. It's Creepy Stonehead Alley. and after that, I was just like, nope. Gotta figure out what's going on. There's no time for sightseeing anymore. And I just took Sildar's advice and went to Blackstaff Tower.
Okay. So Lariah, you would know that Rose has gone to do some research. And you assume that she's got an invitation to Blackstaff Tower from Sildar.
Okay. Yeah, Lariah will let Riot and Karen know. Rose has gone to Blackstaff Tower. Should we meet up with her there?
Blackstaff Tower sounds awesome. What is that? that's so cool.
I mean, I don't want to disappoint you, so.
With a name like that, you really couldn't disappoint me. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, they should have just called it, like, the tower, you know, if they didn't want it to be cool.
Exactly. So it's, like, weapons and, like, bears. What else? I can't even.
Yeah. So wait, so what is it? Is it just, like, an empty tower? That's probably the worst use for one.
This is the library, right?
It's, that the Blackstaff Academy is there. There is a library in there. And the Blackstaff is someone who protects the city.
Okay. So, yeah, there could be cool stuff, but probably she's in the library part, which, I don't know, maybe you're into that.
Yeah, I've got a couple things I need to look up. Remember the tiny library that I, from Halfway in Phandalin? Yeah. I need more than one book.
Let's just say one book is one too many for me, you know what I mean? So
now that's not true. I definitely saw you take one and use it as an alternative to toilet paper one time. So.
Uh-huh. Yes, very helpful.
And you needed more than one? What?
Ooh, let's not get in. It's, you know, part wolf. You know, it's just.
So, Riot, you want to head there. Karen and Loria, what do you want to do?
Loria will go with Riot to meet up with Rose.
You know, things I need are not in books per se. I feel like someone should hang back and maybe, you know, listen on the streets for our new friend, Riot, you know, see what Brunor is up to, and now we can get out of his bad graces and into good, I don't know, he...
No, I agree. You should listen to the heartbeat of the street.
Yeah, perfect. If you see a book with some particularly soft pages, I mean, just, you know.
Yeah, like triple ply pages. Yeah. nothing gilded on the edge. Got it.
The paper made from wood pulp as opposed to sheep vellum. Sheep stomach.
Yeah, I knew you didn't like Bud before, but man, I hope he's not watching us or listening.
From wherever he is.
Yeah, being tortured, having to listen to this.
it's all one big circle anyway, right?
All right, so you are, Karen is going to hang back and head to the streets and try to figure out what's going on with Brunor. Riot and Loria, you're heading to Blackstaff Tower, and we're going to pick up where we left off with Rose. So first things first, you had an encounter with your cat Mittens in Many Cats
yeah.
Alley. How is Rose feeling right now?
A little uncomfortable, a little, just unsettled, like really unsettled. The stones were a cool thing. The stones were really just something on the side, and now suddenly it has completely kind of upturned Rose's perspective on what she's doing and what her goals are.
Mm-hmm.
So she's feeling also just a little like this isn't what she was supposed to be researching. She's supposed to be seeking out information, like following in kind of her hero's footsteps and also seeking out stuff about the Dark Sisterhood. And now suddenly she's like freaking out about a rock she put in her bag.
Yeah.
And like, and also she's now really missing her kitty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she really had realized how much she missed Mittens.
Right. Is she feeling like that encounter was a good encounter or a bad encounter or sort of neutral?
Well, neutral is not a word I would use for that encounter. She feels mixed about it. The seeing Mittens was a good thing, and maybe the weird feeling of this relighting of a fire kind of in her drive to investigate is maybe a good thing, mm-hmm. but she still feels very uneasy.
Right.
She is having a little bit of reflective self-doubt about, I picked this thing up in the forest. I, handed it to a stranger that I didn't know. I got it back. It seemed to be helpful with the snake. And now my trusty companion Kitty is telling me that it's a horrible bird and that must be destroyed.
Well, she did say it about the stone that was stashed away.
Yeah, the nightmare stone.
Yeah.
I haven't actually used the dream stone yet.
Right.
So that might still be a good thing. That might be okay. To be determined.
So has she replaced the third spot on her staff of adornment that where the nightmare stone was?
It is still empty at the moment.
Okay. So you have, what do you have on the staff right now?
Right now I have my luck stone and I have the dream stone.
Okay.
I'm just gonna, dreams are good things. We're gonna leave the dream stone on. Kitty didn't point to Dreamstone.
All right, so you head over to Blackstaff Tower. It is in the castle ward. And I don't know, what did you imagine this tower looking like? Did you have an image in your head?
I think I was picturing a wizard's, a craggly wizard's staff painted black.
Okay. So you're sort of looking around the castle ward expecting to see, a tall tower.
And I'm looking for a tall black tower.
Yeah. And you don't see that. What you do see, though, is this, it's like this squat black blot in this really, it's relatively pretty ward.
And Rose wonders to herself, am I misinterpreting the translation of tower from shoe to con? This is unimpressive.
You do notice that there are people going in and out of an entrance on Sword Street. And you also notice that some younger people are going through a gate to
what
the side.
What do the people look like who are going through on Sword Street?
I think you could easily identify them as spellcasters of some sort. They've got staffs and wizardy gear.
But they look like full-grown adults as opposed to what I presume are student entities.
Yeah.
Okay. Rose is going to walk behind, follow the line of the adult people.
Okay. So you get to the main entrance and following behind all these impressive looking spellcasters, and suddenly there is this man who steps in your way, and he looks you up and down. He's sort of got this bald patch with white hair around a ring on his head. Mm-hmm. He's a little squat, and he's wearing these flowing robes that look maybe a little bit too big for him. And he stops you. Oh. Halt! Who goes there?
I'm Rose Lau. I was sent here by Sildar Hallwinter to do some research.
He just laughs and laughs and laughs. Sildar Hallwinter? What does that old coot want?
He wants me to do research to help my quest.
Your quest, hey? Well, does your quest give you authority to come into Blackstaff Tower?
I think I have a note. Hold on. And I start rummaging through my bag. I might have to, like, open it up Mary Poppins style and, like, stick my head in. I found it.
Okay. And what do you hand him?
I hand him a note that Sildar gave me that was effectively, go to Blackstaff Tower.
So this man turns it over and he inspects it very flippantly, I guess. And he just says, this isn't even written on letterhead.
He must have been out of it.
Well, you can't get in here without proper authorization.
Who gives proper authorization?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? And he sort of
I
looks.
I do, in fact.
He looks at your staff, and he sort of crosses his arm. Irregardless of what's going on here, I don't think that staff is quite legal. It's not quite illegal either, but I suppose you know that already. And he squints at you.
I squint back and say, I had some suspicions.
About the staff?
About a thing on it that I'm trying to research.
Oh, I see, a spectator. Well, I suppose not all of us are equipped to write tomes. Is reading the works of others simply a hobby of yours?
Oh, no. But I do like to learn.
Oh, you're a writer, are you? I dabbled in writing myself.
I am not a writer.
So a spectator, then.
I'm a tailor.
Well, there's no business for tailors in Blackstaff Tower.
Are you sure? Your robe is really quite nice, but it does look like it could use some mending.
How dare you?
I mean, I could hem it, and then it wouldn't drag on the ground and get dirty.
He squints again and says, did Volo send you here?
Oh, God, not him again.
So
everywhere
he did.
I go, I feel like I'm in his wake.
Well, now you know how I feel. Stole my idea and sending people like you to make fun of me.
Oh, no. Why would he do that? It's really not cool of him. We had to rescue a bunch of people that he basically convinced should go be adventurers who weren't qualified to be adventurers.
Oh, tell me about it. You know, he stole my idea for the monster guide.
What?
Yes.
Did he steal your layout ideas, too?
Well, I'm not much of a designer, but, you know, I was going to do a detailed account of, you know, what I consider monsters, you know, individuals who misuse magic. But, you know, Volo is literal-minded, and he went with monsters instead. Monsters.
What do you think people need to be able to use magic properly?
Well, have you not heard of the members of the Watchful Order?
I don't think I have.
Well, I'm a part of the Watchful Order of Magus and Protectors. It's headed by the Blackstaff, and we look out for people like you. Carrying around staffs with whatnots on it. They don't even know what's on it. You have to research it first. You know how dangerous that could be.
I actually think I might. That's kind of why I'm here. I think somewhere I might have made a mistake, and I want to make sure I can try to fix it. But I don't know if fix it without research.
Are you confessing a crime to me? And he takes out his notebook and a pen.
We stopped a hag named Delcy from acquiring some magical stones in Neverwinter Wood.
He's scribbling all this down. Yes, go on.
And I worried she'd be back.
And you weren't in cahoots with this hag?
Oh no, she tried to kill us.
Hags will do that.
They will?
Oh yes.
Wasn't just this one?
They all will eventually try to kill you.
Rose is definitely not glancing down at her back. So Rose has the same look on her face that she had when some very, very rude merchant tried to tell her when she was a little girl that Corsia Balfa wasn't a real legend.
Oh, yeah.
So Rose is kind of having a second moment of, like, again, second guessing everything she did. Yeah. The last season and a half.
Can you roll a wisdom saving throw?
Yes, I can. Oh, that's a very good dame's roll. That's a 5. Wait, yeah, no, that's just a 5. No, I lied. It's a 6.
All right. So, you get this weird feeling in your head. It's like something is like in there, in your brain, in your thoughts, kind of rooting around. And then all of a sudden you feel a sort of blackness that sort of comes out from you and towards this man in front of you. And he gasps.
Like, can I see it happen? Or do I just feel like I'm out of body watching this happen?
It's sort of out of body. You know that something is trying to access some of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, when that happened, this blackness pushed it out.
Oh.
And the man sort of stands back and says, no, 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 no. You're not welcome here. You need to leave now.
Where can I go?
There are plenty of bookstores around.
Any other libraries?
I'm sure there's a temple somewhere, but no, you can't come in here. He holds his head. I'm not quite sure what just happened there, but I've got my eye on you.
But I think I need help.
Well, you can't bring that in here. I'm
the staff? I can leave it.
No. That came from within you. I was trying to detect thoughts, and when I did, you pushed me out.
I didn't do it. Also, why were you in my head?
Well, that's irregardless of what I did.
Is that allowed? Is that legal?
It's, of course it is. I'm a member of the Watchful Order, and I'm here to protect the Black Staff and the city, and you, my dear, are not allowed in here. I am going to let the city guard or city watch know, and no.
But how can I stop myself from being more of a danger? Like, if you won't help me, if you won't let me figure out how to help myself, I'm just apparently going to become worse.
Well, I think there might be a seed of that in there, isn't there? This is not appropriate. You need to find help elsewhere or outside of the city. I don't think you should be in Waterdeep.
I don't think I like you anymore. And Rose walks away.
As you walk away, you sort of see Riot and Lariah on the street, but before they actually get to you, you hear a voice that says,
"Well, that was a close call, wasn't it?"
Where is this voice coming from?
You can make a perception check.
Better roll. That was a better roll. 16.
You sense that it's incorporeal and that it is actually in your head.
Okay.
And the voice continues and says,
"You really ought to put that thing away. A luck stone is a simple enough thing, and, well, that other one, though. Aren't you calling a bit of attention to yourself? Or is that what you want? After so much time being called ordinary, is that really how you want to draw attention to yourself with twinkly fey magic?
Rose just kind of stares at her staff. She doesn't know what this voice is, and she kind of doesn't want to give the voice the like, glory of being right about her putting it away. So she definitely, like, resists, but she also knows that she should be putting it away.
Well, the voice sort of laughs and says,
"Oh, my dear, I'm the one you tried to silence."
And when the voice says that, Riot and Lariya are right in front of you now.
Rose is a little bit startled. She didn't realize they were moving that fast.
Hey, Rose.
Hey. What are you guys doing here?
We came to find you.
Oh.
And to go into the library.
Well, good luck with that. They're not really letting people in. Oh. Or they're at least not letting me in.
I thought you had a note from Sildar.
I handed it to them. They didn't like it. They didn't trust it.
Did he write it on the back of a grocery list or something?
I think he might have. It wasn't on proper letterhead.
I mean... All right, well, did you get a look at, like, who was in there?
I saw two different groups of people entering the tower, if you can even call it a tower. my monastery is higher than this. Anyway.
Is there a derogatory term for tower? Is it just, like, walk up or a ranch house or... Nope, nobody? Okay. I mean, nope. You know where we can find this out, though? The architecture section in the library.
Well, I tried the entrance that all of the adults were going into. That didn't work. Somebody from the Watchful Order told me I didn't belong in there. I did see another group of younger individuals, maybe students? I don't know. They seem to have a lot of optimism in their fresh faces. They haven't really been crushed by the cynicism of the world.
Yeah, when I asked for a description, I didn't think you saw their souls, but that's pretty good.
All right. Us monks are very insightful.
I mean, I don't want to do any memory wiping stuff to get that fresh face look again, but... All right, we could go all invisible, you know, but they might notice the books coming out.
I'm pretty, this is a magic, this is a bunch of mages and wizards. I'm pretty sure they probably have spells to see through any invisible stuff we have.
That's a good point. Or they got those cool dogs that can sniff out magic. Okay.
And they might take us trying to sneak in as like an attack. Like, that might seem bad. But I feel like it's a bad look for us to try to just sneak into this place.
Yeah, you know what's not cool in brainstorming? Just to shoot down all the ideas. I'm just throwing them out there, you know? Like, then you give us, you know, we got to get through the bad ones to get to the good ones, so.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's my bad.
Do any of you have see invisibility or true sight?
No.
No.
Okay. Carry on.
No reason, right? Just a regular question. Yeah,
you know, don't. Oh, I mean, you know, I did forget that other spell I got when I. No. I mean,
you know, is the sky blue? Do you have visibility of truth?
you do notice that that fellow that didn't allow you entry. He's kind of. Wandered a little bit closer and is taking notes from a distance.
We should probably get out of here. Maybe find a different library.
No, I think this is the library. I'm not gonna, you know.
Can everybody make a perception check?
A 17 for Riot.
11 for Rose. We'll pretend that she has slight blurry eyes from holding back tears.
Nine for Lariah.
All right, so Riot.
Are you sure you're the daughter of a city watch person?
Wow, rude.
No. Maris to Jess, not Rose to Lariah.
Oh, good. That's not rude. No.
It's a different context of rude.
All right. So Riot and Rose, you mm-hmm. notice that there is a flyer that sort of gets caught on the breeze on Lariah's leg.
Oh, wow.
Here you go. Don't paper cut your shin. We open it up together, like Rose's hands are on one side, my hands on the other, like, you know, uncrinkling yeah. it like it's a treasure map.
Because maybe it is.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'm hoping it's so, like a punk show zine flyer. No.
So the flyer, it's very brightly colored. It has flowers all over it and books. And it says, "Search no further for the right words. Visit Serena's Book Emporium, a limited engagement pop-up shop." Asterisk.
Where does the asterisk go?
At the bottom it says, "Copycats must BYOS.
Bring your own...
I can only think
soup.
Scrolls, probably.
Scrolls?
No, I don't think it's that.
No, you're probably right.
I think soup is the right direction. So. Soup.
Soup definitely makes more sense. Hey, does anyone else think it's weird that we were just talking about needing a library and then suddenly there's this library flyer?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if you noticed this, but we use a lot of magic, so I think it's just, you know, could really use us find a cheesemonger that's just got too many wheels. And Ryan just starts looking around, kind of like hands up, tail twitching. Too many wheels of that smoked good.
Okay,
good.
Hold on, Ryan. I think I have to think about cheese too. I don't think it's just a single person wanting cheese.
Yeah. We both turn to look at Lorraine. What are you thinking of?
Yeah, cheese, I guess. Would be great if there was some cheese.
Is there a second asterisk now in this form? I know. It's like, which cheese?
Make a perception check, everybody.
Oh, man, I got the same. 11.
I also got 17.
Oh, I got 15 this time.
All right, so Riot and Lariah, you notice that there is... there's a sandwich that has cheese in it, and it's dropped on the cobblestone.
Riot picks it up so fast. Hey, we can split this three ways.
There's a bite mark out of it, just to let you know.
You look like you've actually been exerting a lot of physical energy. I'm just gonna let you have the sandwich.
Yeah, I'll take a bite.
Heck yeah, we split it like best friend necklaces. The dirty cheese slice.
Are you still just standing there, or are you heading somewhere?
Definitely this whole time, Lariah has been trying to like very subtly shift the group away from the person who's very obviously watching us and taking notes.
Oh yeah, he's very, very obviously. And as, you know, as you're walking away, he's very obviously sort of like shuffling forward and continuing to take notes.
Well,
okay.
I'm okay with this unexpected amount of cheese we've received at no additional cost other than the bacteria.
Lariah, where are you ushering the group toward?
I'm basically just away from like that person, not necessarily toward the pop-up shop. Did the flyer give a location for the pop-up shop?
Nope.
Cool. So I might be ushering us right to it.
Perfect.
It sounds like every marketing thing I've ever seen, there's always a vital piece of data that's missing.
Is there a hashtag to follow? I don't know. Like, how does this work? As we are walking away, Rose kind of looks back at the wizard from the Watchful Order and with her arms crossed and kind of gives him a combination of annoyed, frustrated, and sad expression. And just, like, kind of stares at him blankly and then turns back to her companions.
He seems unmoved and is still scribbling in his little notepad.
She is unsurprised.
When Loria sees Rose do that, she also turns and gives him just, like, that, you know, points at her eyes and then points at him. And is very clearly, like, whatever's happening here, I see it. Mm-hmm. And also is trying to, like, look big and, like, look intimidating a little bit.
Do you want to do, I don't know what this would be.
Intimidation?
No, I want to do, like, if you recognize this person. I think you, yeah, because you have knowledge of Waterdeep, especially through your father, you know that this is Barnabas Blastwind.
Yeah, good old Barnabas.
Yeah, and he works for the Watchful Order of Magus and Protectors. He investigates crimes that involve the use of magic. You know that he's just, like, this really prickly and secretive sort of fellow who doesn't confide in hardly anyone. There's one retired sergeant of the City Watch named Saith Cromley that he's in good with, and often that person assists him with some of his investigations.
Hmm. Does Barnabas know who I am?
I mean, if you have to tell someone... Oh, wait, sorry.
You have to tell someone. No. He probably has seen you around, but because Loria is... tries to keep to herself, he doesn't really know who Loria is.
Okay. So I think Loria would just try to keep, like, ushering the group away, and if he keeps following, then she'll stop and confront him.
Sure. As you get
I say that these two are mean mugging Barnabas? yes. Ryan was just scanning the rest of the ground for cheese and need a foot area, you know, like just to see if she could catch some more cheese before it hit the ground. But
look, can you do an investigation check?
Yeah, I mean, wizard. Oh my gosh, I got a 15.
So you actually think that it was just a random sandwich that was dropped down there after somebody discarded it?
Yeah. No, I mean,
Can I award Jen Damespiration for Riot's obsession with ground cheese?
Yay!
Yes. Cheesy Damespiration. I think that's very fitting.
Cheesy Damespiration. Yay! Good. Now I'm pulling out my sweet, sweet campaign coins.
Oh, yeah.
D20 coin? Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I've been dreaming of holding this again.
Thank you. All right, so just remember that at the end of the Waterdeep story arc, you'll have to have used that that day inspiration.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to fix a reroll somewhere.
No, reroll, never heard of it.
As both Rose and Loria kind of turn back from having given Barnabas looks... Rose kind of touches Lariah's elbow and leans in so that Riot can't hear and says, like, he threatened to call the City Watch on me. Should I be concerned?
Threatened to call them for what?
He said that my staff is illegal. And I kind of gesture to it.
I mean, were you, like... doing tricks or something? What about it is illegal? We're doing illegal tricks? Illegal staff tricks? Rose.
It was, as far as I know, it was just hanging at my side. He just didn't think I was the right person to be, like, I was wielding something I didn't understand. And kind of shrugging in the direction of the Dreamstone, like, I mean, maybe he's not entirely wrong. I was actually going to research these stones, but he wouldn't let me in.
I don't think Loria has actually examined those stones yet. Would she know, like... I mean, I guess she would know that Barnabas investigates magic crime, so it might, mm-hmm. It's probably something to do with the stones, but would she know, like, what's up with those stones at all?
Can you make an Arcana check?
At the moment, the only one you're going to see is the Dreamstone on the staff. I'm not actually eager to get out the Nightmare Stone, says Maris.
18.
Okay. So you you know that the stone has some sort of magic that is way beyond your ken.
Okay. Well,
it's fine, right?
I mean, I don't know. It's some sort of magic stone. I guess if the person who investigates magic crimes says that it's legal, then it probably is. I would say put it away until you can figure out exactly what it is. Maybe just don't wave it around and let people know you have it.
That makes sense. And Rose kind of eagerly takes this, hey, somebody else physically in front of me told me to take it off my staff. I'm taking it off my staff and put it in my bag.
As soon as you touch the stone, you feel this sort of white glowing light come into your eyes. Mm-hmm. And you hear Minton's voice say, this isn't the right move.
I trust my kitty. So what I do is I turn my staff. So the way it had been hanging is it kind of hangs by the top of it on my belt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take it, I kind of turn it upside down, and I like stuff it on the inside of my cloak so that the whole staff, Dreamstone still on top of it, is just put, the whole thing is just concealed.
Okay.
So I'm not like walking around with my staff just
okay.
hanging about.
So then you hear the other voice that had spoken to you after Barnabas approached you say,
well, that's disappointing.
It's getting very crowded over here. Rose mutters to herself.
And as she's muttering to herself, you see in the middle of the street a building.
Is it majestic and grand like a tall tower?
There is a narrow two-story wooden building that juts up in front of you. Its sprightly decor beams of spring with yellow plaster walls and green gables, and the window boxes are filled with flowers. There's a sign above the doorway that says Serena's Book Emporium.
Ooh!
This feels like a trap.
Is this all still an aside? Like, I'm just not noticing, Riot's not noticing, or did
I
notice
all of... Okay. All, after you looked up from the ground and were disappointed by the lack of cheese, you saw it along with the other two.
Okay. Ooh.
Rose kind of sighs and is uneasy about this. There's just been a little bit too much magic happening around her. She's a very physical being in her martial arts. I mean, yes, she does things with elements that are magic-y, but elements are physical things.
Well, there's only one way to find out. And Riot just heads towards the door.
Okay.
Wait, how close to the building are we?
Probably, it seems like it just like sprung out like really quickly. So you're like 10 feet away.
Lori is just going to like kneel down and put her palms on the ground and just sort of like whisper into the ground and cast Find Traps to see if... there are any actual traps.
Okay.
Hey, did you find more cheese? Riot sees Lorette like reaching down onto the ground.
Yeah, just checking something real quick.
You know that there are glyphs on the windows and door, and those have there are glyphs of warding. So not so much traps, but they would be if you were trying to get in there without proper access.
Okay. All right, Lariah will follow Riot in, but she'll do it very hesitantly.
All right. And Rose?
Do you want me to guard the exit?
Aren't you the one who needs books?
Yes.
I can guard the exit.
No. I would like it if you came inside with us, actually. Okay, I'll go. Let's go. Let's go. Everyone in. Let's go.
Good morning. I'm in front of you. Why are you yelling at me?
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. If you're enjoying the show and want to actually play in some of the adventures, check us out on Dungeon Masters Guild. You'll find all of our Season 1 adventures there and can pick up copies for yourself or your DM. Try to evade the traps in the Trouble at Tresendar Manor. Enter actual dungeon at Emerald Forest Adventure Con in Safety Guaranteed. Or step into the dreamscape of Winter Hallwinter in Escape from the Fortress of Memories. Visit d20dames.com/marketplace to get your hands on any of our adventures. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
This episode of D20 Dames is brought to you by Norse Foundry. We love Norse Foundry for their tabletop RPG supplies, like dice sets made from metals and semi-precious gemstones, leather and chainmail dice bags, beautiful hex chests, and more. Our listeners can get 15% off their order at Norse Foundry by using code D20Dames, all one word, at checkout. The hardest part now is deciding which amazing Norse Foundry items you'll be checking out with. Head to norsefoundry.com and don't forget to use code D20Dames for 15% off your order.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames. What's a Patreon? What's a Middle Essence? What's a production?